Today is the 16th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Great to be here with you today. Always grateful to be here with you today, any day. And since today is the day, is now, I'm grateful to be here today. So we come here every day. We show up every day to take a step forward together on a journey that we are on that takes a year. We sail through a year and across the entire Bible. And we have been at that now for, well, we're in our fourth month, which has brought us from Genesis all the way into the book of Joshua, where we are finally in the Promised Land. Today, Joshua chapters 13 and 14. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and Yahweh said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land remains to be possessed. This is the remaining land. All the regions of the Philistines and all of the Geshurites from Shihor, which is east of Egypt, up to the border of Ekron to the north, which is reckoned as Canaanite. There are five Philistine rulers, the Gazites, Ashdodites, Ashkelonites, Gittites, Ekronites, and the Avim. In the south, all the land of the Canaanites and the Mearah, which belongs to the Sidonians up to Aphek, to the border of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebalites, and all the Lebanon toward the east, from Baal Gad at the foot of Mount Hermon, up to Libo Hamad, all the inhabitants of the hill country, from the Lebanon up to Misrevoth Maim, and all the Sidonians. I will drive them out from before the Israelites. Only allocate it to Israel as an inheritance, just as I have commanded you. Therefore divide this land as an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With it the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan to the east, just as Moses, Yahweh's servant, gave to them, from Arior, which is on the edge of the Wadi of Arnon, and the city which is in the middle of the Wadi, and all the plateau from Medeba up to Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, up to the border of the Ammonites, and Gilead, and the border of the Geshurite, and the Maacathites, all of Mount Hermon, and Bashan up to Salika, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He was left over from the survivors of the Rephaim. These Moses had defeated and driven out. But the Israelites did not drive out the Geshurites or the Maacathites. Geshur and Maacah live among Israel to this day. Only the tribe of Levites Moses did not give an inheritance. The offerings made by fire to Yahweh, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, just as he promised to them. Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the descendants of Reuben, according to their families. Their territory was from Arior, which was on the edge of the Wadi of Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the plateau by Medeba, Heshbon, and its cities that are on the plateau, Dibon, Bemoth Baal, Bet Baal Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephaat, Kiriathaim, Sibma, and Zeret Shehar on the hill of the valley, Bet Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Bet Jeshimoth, all of the cities of the plateau, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and whom Moses defeated with the leaders of Midian, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the princes of Sihon who dwelled in the land. In addition to their slain, the Israelites killed with the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. And the border of the descendants of Reuben was the Jordan and its banks. This was the inheritance of the descendants of Reuben, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, to the descendants of Gad, according to their families. Their territory was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the Ammonites, up to Arior, which is east of Rabbah, and from Heshbon up to Ramah, Mitzpeh, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim up to the territory to Debir, in the valley of Bet Aram, Bet Nimra, Sukkot, Zephon, and the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, the Jordan and its banks, up to the lower end of the Kinneret Sea, beyond the Jordan, to the east. This is the inheritance of the Gadites according to their families, the cities and their villages. Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was for the half-tribe of the descendants of Manasseh according to their families. Their territory was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the settlements of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, and half of Gilead, with Ashtaroth, Edrei, and the cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. These were allotted to the children of Machir, son of Manasseh, for half of the children of Machir according to their families. These are the territories that Moses gave as an inheritance on the desert plateau of Moab, beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses did not give an inheritance. Yahweh, the God of Israel, He is their inheritance, just as He promised them. These are the territories that the Israelites inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the families of the tribes of the Israelites gave as an inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot, just as Yahweh commanded through the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and the half-tribe. For Moses had given an inheritance of the 2 tribes and the half-tribe beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the descendants of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they did not give a plot of ground to the Levites in the land, only cities to live in, with their pasture land, for their flocks, and for their goods. Just as Yahweh commanded Moses, so the Israelites did, and they allotted the land. Then the descendants of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know the word that Yahweh said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, Yahweh's servant, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I returned with an honest report. My companions who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt, but I remained true to Yahweh my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land that your foot has trodden on will be an inheritance to you and your sons forever, because you remain true to Yahweh my God.' So then look, Yahweh has kept me alive just as He promised these 45 years, from the time that Yahweh spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Now look, today I am 85 years old. Today I am still strong, just as on the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so now also is my strength for war and for daily activities. So now give me this hill country that Yahweh spoke of on that day. For you heard on that day that the Anakites were there with great and fortified cities. Perhaps Yahweh is with me, and I will drive them out, just as Yahweh promised." And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb son of Jephunneh as an inheritance. Thus Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to this day, because he remained true to Yahweh the God of Israel. And the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest person among the Anakites, and the land rested from war. Luke 18, 1 through 17. And he told them a parable to show that they must always pray and not be discouraged, saying, "There was a certain judge in a certain town who did not fear God and did not respect people. And there was a widow in that town, and she kept coming to him saying, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' And he was not willing for a time. But after these things, he said to himself, 'Even if I do not fear God or respect people, yet because this widow is causing trouble for me, I will grant her justice, so that she does not wear me down in the end by her coming back.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unrighteous judge is saying. And will not God surely see to it that justice is done to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? And will he delay toward them? I tell you that he will see to it that justice is done for them soon. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, then will he find faith on the earth?' And he also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and looked down on everyone else. 2 men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed these things with reference to himself: 'God, I give thanks to you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unrighteous people, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give a tenth of all that I get.' But the tax collector, standing far away, did not want even to raise his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than that one. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Now they were bringing even their babies to him so that he could touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to himself, saying, "Allow the children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not welcome the kingdom of God like a young child will never enter into it." Psalm 85. Hope in God's future help. For the music director of the Sons of Korah, a psalm. O Yahweh, you favored your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You took away the guilt of your people. You covered all their sin, Selah. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your burning anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and annul your vexation with us. Will you be angry against us forever? Will you prolong your anger generation after generation? Will you not again revive us, that your people might rejoice in you? Show us, O Yahweh, your loyal love, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God, Yahweh, will speak, because he will speak peace to his people, even his faithful ones. But let them not return to folly. Surely his salvation is near for those who fear him, that glory may abide in our land. Loyal love and faithfulness will meet one another. Righteousness and peace will kiss. Faithfulness will sprout from the ground, and righteousness will look down from heaven. Yes, Yahweh will give what is good, and our land will give its produce. Righteousness will go before him, and it will make his steps a pathway. Proverbs 13, 7 and 8. There is one who acts rich, but has nothing. Another who pretends to be poor, but has wealth. The ransom of the life of a man is his wealth, but the poor does not receive a threat. Okay, so maybe you know people who are maybe what we would consider posers. Like people who pretend to be something they're not. Or to kind of carry around a superiority that they don't really have. Maybe it's us. Like maybe we recognize that person because we do that. At times we all have an urge to live like that. We try to be subtle about it. But, you know, in the comparison game, we're always trying to pretend to be more than we are. And often this is born out of an insecurity or like some really deep wounding in our lives that makes us feel like we don't measure up. But usually it emerges out of comparison. We want to be perceived differently than we really are because others seem to be doing so much better than we are. Even though if we sat down and thought about it, they're pretending too. So when an entire culture is posing, man, all we are left with is fake everything. A house of cards that's going to fall. So the book of Proverbs gives this riddle, and it concerns that entire kind of posturing. Some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. The rich can pay a ransom for their lives, but the poor won't even get threatened. So we sit there and think about all of the different options and lay them out. There are a lot of different scenarios, but there's one scenario that is completely unsustainable. Those who are pretending to be more than they really are. So in this proverb, a rich person has the resources to get themselves out of a jam when adversity arises. A truly poor person doesn't need the resources of the rich because they're going to never be held for ransom. So it is the person who pretends to be more, who presents an illusion but cannot back it up, who finds trouble. The person pretending to be rich, who then can't pay a ransom to free themselves, they will face the adversity with no way out. The house of cards will be exposed and tumble. So let's consider who we really are today versus what we're presenting ourselves to be today. The proverb gives us certain wisdom about where that path may be going. As a father, yeah, we invite you into that. It's, it's impossible to be in a culture where there isn't some sense of competition, which is so backward to the way we were made, and then that gets us to be posing and posturing, and then there's shame that we're avoiding, and any number of things that we need to keep in the dark. And so all this posing and when we pretend to be something that we're not, we put ourselves in the most vulnerable spot to be in, not only because it's volatile and dangerous, but because we're going to be exposed eventually. And so, Holy Spirit, come, show us how to not try to be more than we are, because what we are is who we are supposed to be, and who we are is who you made us to be. Help us to be secure in that. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. Get connected. Stay connected. Be connected in any way that you can as we continue to move forward on the journey that we are on. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for this journey. Check out the community section. This is where to get connected on social media, on all the different platforms. And that is good as we continue to prepare for transitioning into a new platform. So be familiar with that. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. If we were not in this together, we would not be in this at all. Thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, wherever you are, wherever you may be in the world. If you want to call it, there are a number of numbers that you can call depending on where you are in the world. In the Americas, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. If you are in the UK or Europe, 44-2036-088-078 is the number to dial. And if you are in Australia or that part of the world, 613-8820-5459 is the number to dial. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Kendall from Los Angeles, California. I've been on the Daily Audio Bible before. It's been a while. I'm glad that I'm able to come on here again. Thanks to Sister Asia, City of Angels. She's a very good friend of mine, and she recommended me to get back on the Daily Audio Bible routine. I just want to pray for my mental health. I need to get back on my meds. Been off my meds for about 3 months. I was homeless last year. A lot of things have happened. And I just also want to pray for my roommate, also his girlfriend too. We've been going through some issues, and I just pray that the Lord would soften her heart and soften all of our hearts, and that we would become more and more closer to him. And so I just really need prayer for that and my mental health, and that I would, you know, recover from my past. I would leave the past behind me, and I would just move on and get closer to God. And thank you for letting me share.
Hi, my delightful dabbers. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is April 10th, and I'm calling in to lift up some of the dabber prayer requests and wish everyone out there a good, joyful season. If it's spring in your area, then I pray it's a good spring. I pray that you are feeling refreshed and renewed in Christ Jesus and our risen Savior and risen Lord. I pray that you are feeling just overjoyed knowing that you are a child of God and that God loves you so much. Oh, thank you, Father God. Well, we come before your beautiful throne of grace. You are holy, you are righteous, and you are good. We hallow your beautiful, holy, and reverential name, Lord God. And we come before your throne of grace and mercy, praying that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amongst us and our dabbers as well. We lift up Sandra up to you, Father God, feeling clutched by the darkness of depression and isolation and loneliness and just a prisoner in her own mind. Father God, we pray that she would know that Jesus has set us free, and he who the Son has set free, and she who the Son has set free is free indeed. And we are free to know that there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And I pray that you would open the windows of her heart and her ears and her eyes, and she would hear the birds singing, and she would hear the singing of worship in her church, and a good church family could come around her and encourage her and befriend her and help lift her spirit, Father God. We pray for Miracle Child. We pray for clear test results for her, Father God, please, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray for joy in him, that she would have contentment in her singleness, that she would feel peace all around her, going and coming, and that she would know that you are enough in her life. We love you, Father. We thank you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hi, everyone. It's Christy in Kentucky. Family, please pray for our sister Esther as she is traveling back to New York from Florida. Esther lost her beautiful cousin Nicole to ALS. Please pray for peace and comfort for this family, and also for travel mercies for all that are traveling. Also, please pray for God's yellow flower as she travels from Arizona back to her home in Canada. Also, please pray for KSD as he faces many challenges in his life. I also wanted to speak to the unknown caller, a beautiful woman who asked us to pray for her son who has esophageal cancer and also stomach cancer. They have been estranged and they need reconciliation. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we praise you. Father, we know that you have everything in your hands, and we are asking today for healing for this young man. Father, we are asking that if he is not saved, that someone will come to him to preach the gospel, that he will be saved and turn his life to you. Father, we also pray for reconciliation. Please, Lord, restore this family and give them many years, Lord, to reconnect. Also, Father, we ask that you be with Terry, who's lost her husband. Jesus, we love you. I pray that each of you are having a most blessed and lovely day.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Northeast Kneebender. This is the 11th of April, and I just am hearing the community prayer. So I wanted to tell our brother, Anonymous from California, that I'm so grateful to God that you are doing so much better. And I have been and will continue to pray for you, and that your recovery will be successful to the completion. And I am praying for your marriage. I'm praying for you, my sister, from junk to treasure, as you called and are talking about the winds, and that your roof needs to settle in. I loved hearing from all of our brothers and sisters. I am keeping you all in prayer. And this is your sister from the Northeast, Kneebender. God bless you and love you.
Hello, Bible family. This is Verna from Gainesville, Florida. This morning I heard the kind and generous man who's always calling in to pray for others report that he had a good back surgery and recovering well, able to walk. And I want to pray for you, sir. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that his back surgery went well and that he's able to walk and is getting physical therapy. I pray that you give wisdom to his physical therapist, how much he can do each day. I pray that every day he will be getting stronger and that there will be no back steps, but only forward, onward and upward from strength to strength. I pray that he will get fully recovered and be able to resume all his former activities and be fully active. And I lift up also his marriage, and I pray that you would draw his wife close to you, and that you would renew and revive her relationship with you and this marriage as well, that they would fall in love again with each other, and that their marriage would be better than it ever was. And we thank you, Lord, for this community, for all that Brian and Jill do, and their family, and everyone who works on Daily Audio Bible. And we praise you for all your goodness to all of us. And we ask these things in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is May 12th, and I'm just calling in some prayer requests. I hurt my back, I'm not even sure how, but it is sore, tough to get around a little bit, and I know my wife's been struggling also, Debbie's been also struggling with a little bit, so just asking if you'd lift up in prayers both of us for our health. Also, if you continue to lift up my sons, Nicholas and Nathan, and just their struggles. I know Nicholas, he was released from jail, and he's just struggling. Just for his faith, for both of them, for all my children, for their faith. And then Nathan, it's been a couple of months, but he called me, and he was in jail. And I accidentally hung up on him, and I haven't heard from him since. So just pray that he would contact me, and I could just see how he's doing. So continue to lift up Nicholas and Nathan, and Joseph is just struggling with some health issues as well. So continue to lift him up. I'd appreciate it. And my daughter, Natalie, she has a place of her own now. She was with someone, but is now living alone, and I've been in communication with her for quite some time. But they're always heavy on my heart, so I appreciate it, community. I know you will lift them up and continue to do that, just like I lift all of you up, listening to all your prayers. In Jesus' name, amen, and God bless.